Well, today, another big announcement from the government. The Prime Minister will unveil a $230 million plan to defend Australia from foreign cyber attacks. It's a very real threat, as we saw recently with that serious attack on the Bureau of Meteorology, planted by a foreign state, trawling and stealing information from across the Bureau's system. The government is revealing it's not just going to sit back and wait to respond to that sort of attack any longer, and it's revealed for the first time that Australia is planning to go on the offensive against these external cyber threats. Who better to talk with about this than our tech editor, Peter Marks. Peter, hello there.
Hello, Fran.
So basically, Peter, the PM's yet to make this announcement, but we've got some details in some of the papers today. Give us a summary of what's being
announced. Yes, well, the $230 million adds to $400 million already committed to cyber security. There's going to be 101 additional cyber experts who'll be hired across government and agencies, $39 million to move the Australian Cyber Security Centre from its current location in Canberra, $47 million will be spent in a threat sharing centres, which will be set up in capital cities, and they'll create online portals for sharing information about attacks, $15 million in grants to small businesses so that they can audit their systems, and the CSIRO, remember the CSIRO, they're going to get $7.5 million to conduct cyber security research. So clearly this is an acknowledgement of existing threats.
And what do we know of the level of existing threats already, Peter?
Well, you mentioned the Bureau of Meteorology, which we learned was hacked last year, as confirmed by the ABC, and that was blamed on a Chinese military hacking group. That was said to be a major hack and involved their supercomputer, you'll remember, and may have compromised links to many government agencies around the country. Prior to that, the Australian submarine plans were, the blueprints were said to have been obtained by Chinese and Russian hackers, and even the classified blueprints of a new ASIO building in Canberra were obtained, again by China, back in 2013. And the last time I drove past that building a few months ago, it was still sitting on ice. I guess they're trying to work out what they have to rebuild. So it's a problem that businesses tend not to talk about the hacks. And so that's one of the measures.
Yeah, businesses don't want to talk about it because they don't want to alarm their clients, presumably. They want everyone to think all is hunky-dory and secure. So the sharing is the big part of this strategy, isn't it? So businesses will be confiding in Australian...
Yeah. So the government is offering to be a broker in the middle so that businesses don't have to share with each other directly, but basically so we can see patterns across all of business.
Okay, and that's important for working out where to sort of strike back, I suppose, and where needs better protection. But also sharing, a big part of this is sharing in terms of the government reaching out to some of the smartest IT brains in the country, I suppose, cyber security brains in the country. Do we not do this already? Do we not have them?
Well, I think we do, and there are a lot of private companies that offer these services, but I think it is a good role for government to actually share that information and to also share the vectors of attack, because often the same techniques are used many times over. You know, a virus is manufactured and then, you know, emailed directly to different staff. It even happens in my own workplace.
So that's the level we're talking about, of that kind of email cyber attack, or is there something going on at a much higher level that we can't imagine?
Well, that's right. So I think there's a number of different dimensions to this. Obviously, the obvious targets, military and intelligence targets, but stealing of things like intellectual property, which can be done through social engineering or phishing attacks, taking things like the designs of equipment, manufacturing plans, computer software source code, even things like financial secrets are easy to get hold of. And if you can find out the budgets, it makes it easier to make competitive bids.
Right.
And of course, even in recent months, we've seen organised crime doing cyber attacks, this so-called ransomware attacks, where they lock your computer. And this has happened not only to individuals, but of course to businesses, who are then faced with the terrible task of having to either pay the ransom, and many do, or losing all of their data.
Yeah, so it's effective and it's worth a lot, billions of dollars to our economy, is what this report will say today. Peter, eyebrows are really being raised at one particular line in this plan the PM's going to announce. Page 21 says, Australia's defensive and offensive cyber capabilities enable us to deter and respond to the threat of cyber attacks. And one of those experts on the panel devising the plan, Tobias Freakin, we heard him on AM, says that's a big admission, particularly given our proximity to China, admitting that Australia has the capability to launch cyber attacks.
Well, that's right. So, I mean, what does it mean to go on the offensive without being an evil actor itself? So, look, I can speculate on a few things. Obviously, we can return fire by initiating distributed denial of service attacks against someone who is attacking us. We see these denial of service attacks every day. I mean, these are coming in all the time, and sometimes we don't know what they're attacking. You might have your servers on a particular host, and another customer of that host is somehow of interest to a nation state, and so they'll be attacked. Other things we could do, we could hack the hackers, perhaps, to obtain their software. They have, as I mentioned, viruses which they rewrite, reuse. We could get hold of those, and we could learn perhaps what their plans are. We could ourselves target viruses, and you remember there was the Iranian nuclear plant was a virus which was created by the US. Obviously, they've admitted to doing hacks. Or we might simply strike back in retaliation to show that we're aware of the hacks, we're not happy about them, and we will retaliate.
And what would striking back mean? Remotely shutting down some of the attacking
perhaps,
networks?
Yeah, perhaps changing the internet, or again, just a denial of service attack as an indicator that we're not just a soft target.
Australia, of course, is a state, though, so it has to operate within the law, within the international laws. Hacking the hackers and remotely shutting down things, that's all within the law?
I think that's a very blurry area, yes.
Is it?
And of course, every time we claim that China or Russia or someone has done an attack, they always say, no, it wasn't us.
Right, okay. So just finally, Peter, this $230 million plan, what we know of it now, and I know you've seen bits of it, does that put Australia on a par with some of the countries that are trying to attack us? Because last year we spoke to an expert who said that basically Australia's systems were way, way, way below par.
Yes, I think so. I think that we have been a bit of a soft target. It's clear that many countries for some time now have had special units as part of their military capability and obviously intelligence. And I think it's time that we, did take this action and set up something more clear. Clearly, all businesses are affected by this. All government is affected by this. The hacks that we've learned of are just a small tip of the iceberg of what's probably happened, and I hope that the new openness will mean that we'll get more information going forward.
Well, it's important. I mean, it's important for security. It's important for our intellectual security, and in terms of economic measures, there's a suggestion that this kind of cyber attack costs the nation $17 billion a year, and some say that's an underestimate.
It's very hard to know because of the secrecy, because, as you said, companies do not tell when they've been hacked, and that, of course, is a problem for the user's data, which has perhaps been leaked.
Peter Marks, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Peter Marks, he's an app developer. He's our regular technology commentator here on RN Breakfast. He's also a regular on RN's Download This Show. And Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is set to release this plan, $230 million plan, Australia's cybersecurity defence plan, I guess, will be released today.